It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this series known as A Bright Morning. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to take full blessings of the remaining days of Ramadan al-Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people who will be forgiven in this beautiful and respected and auspicious month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. At the moment, we are in Johannesburg, South Africa, a very beautiful city indeed. And around the globe, wherever you are, it must be the time of iftar somewhere, maybe after Asr, maybe Maghrib time. And wherever you are in the world, if you are watching this silsila and this episode, inshallah, today we will be discussing a very, very important and a beautiful topic, inshallah, subhanallah. But before we come towards our topic, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very, very beautifully stated and mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions such as, inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will pray, praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, whatever I learn today, a very important topic, inshallah, whatever I learn, I will inshallah instill it in my life and lifestyle. And then I'll pass the message on to others as well. Because remember, each and every person is a muballigh and a preacher of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as mu'mineen, as believers, it is our duty to fulfill our duty, which is preaching to the Muslimin, preaching to others about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Allah and his beloved and most noble Rasul Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. The beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is amongst us, one of the historical events in the history of Islam, and that is the Battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam. And there are many lessons which we learn from this beautiful Battle of Islam. Yes, we learn about the love towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn about the ita'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn how the Sahaba kiram had the jazba and the passion for always obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and showing the utmost respect and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, we see one very beautiful lesson which we learn from the Battle of Badr is steadfastness, istiqamat. And istiqamat is such a quality, such an excellence that, there are so many virtues regarding istiqamat. Yes, it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sayings of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is lots of rewards and blessings regarding istiqamat and steadfastness. So inshallah, in today's episode in silsila, we will be learning about steadfastness, which is the key to success. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And I will begin today's discussion with a very beautiful narration, a very heart-touching incident. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates this and he says that Sayyida Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha was in Mecca and she had gained inclination towards Islam. After accepting Islam, she would secretly meet up with the women of Quraysh and invite them to accept Islam. So much so that it became apparent to the people of Mecca that she has accepted Islam. Therefore, the people of Mecca captured her and said, "Had we no regard for your tribe, we would have punished you harshly. But now we will only rest after sending you back to the Muslims." She reports that the people of Mecca seated me on a camel without a howdah, and there was no cloth or saddle under me either. They kept me like this for 3 days. They would not feed me nor give me anything to drink. I would remain in this state until it would be time to move on again. Once they camped at a place, tied me up out in the sun and went into the shade themselves. Suddenly, I felt the coolness of something on my chest. When I looked, I saw that it was a bucket of water. I drank some water from it, then it was moved back and raised. The bucket returned a few moments later and I drank some water from it again. This happened a few times. Then the bucket was handed over to me. I drank to a full stomach and poured the rest of the water on my body and clothes. When these people returned, they saw the effects of water on me and said, "Did you free yourself and drink water from our water skins?" I replied, "By Allah, I did not do that. In fact, such and such incident took place." She mentioned the entire incident that the bucket came and, you know, I didn't know where it came from and I drank the water from the bucket. Then those people said, "If you are telling the truth, then your religion is better than ours." When they checked their water skins, they found them to be just as they had left them. Then they immediately accepted Islam. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, look at this, is the steadfastness, the patience, the sabr, the istiqamat, which this blessed personality, Sayyida Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha, has. And just imagine that situation she was in, that just for accepting Islam, just for being a Muslim, the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties, the discomfort she was put through, Allah Allah, is something which is beyond our imagination. I mean, making her sit on a camel, that too without a howdah, without a saddle, and then keeping her for 3 days in that situation, whenever they would camp somewhere, keeping her in the sun and them themselves going in the shade. And remember, it was those times where there wasn't any buildings, any air conditioners, any fans. No, it was the hot desert and the sun. So if you're there outside, you must know the sun is going to burn you, and then you are tied up, you can't move, you can't free yourself. And this is a woman I am talking about. No food, no water. Allah Allah, the difficulties she went through. But look at her istiqamat, her patience, her sabr. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, when we look at the sabr, we saw that the fruit was that those people accepted Islam because they witnessed that the help she was getting from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine help which helped her and aided her in that difficult time. My dear Islamic brothers, this was the difficulties which the Sahaba Ikram went through. And what was the reason? Just because they accepted Islam, just because they called themselves as Muslims, just because they said and they announced to people that we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are following Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, in the month of Ramadan, today if we have to fast for 12 hours, 13 hours, 14 hours, we start shaking, we start getting angry, we start getting hyper, we start, you know, having tension, we start getting irritated, we start saying, "No, I can't control it, it's so hot, it's this, it's that." Whereas today we have every luxury in the world. We have our house, we have our aircons, alhamdulillah, we have the fan, we have so much. But still that shikayat, that complaint is always on our tongue. Look at these blessed personalities, look at their sacrifices, look at their hardships, look at their difficulties, and then look at their steadfastness and their istiqamat. By Allah, when you read about this, you feel that, you know, we are nothing. The difficulties we are going through, in fact, there are no difficulties. We have made things difficult upon ourselves by thinking about them, by putting them in our minds, in our hearts. There is nothing we are going through. The sacrifices which these people have done for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah, we can sacrifice everything, ourselves, our parents, our wealth and everything on the feet of these Sahaba ikram and Sahabiyat alayhim ridwan, and still it will be less because they have done the true sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for strengthening the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they set an example for everyone until Qiyamah. If you want to have istiqamah, if you want to have steadfastness, if you are saying you are a Muslim, then you will go through tests, through trials, through tribulations. And you need to remain patient. Ulama-i Kiram very, very, very beautifully mentioned that we should also have steadfastness in those activities in which there is the pleasure of Allah Almighty and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. She knew that alhamdulillah she is a Muslim. She is going through a difficult time, but this will earn the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she had istiqamat. Likewise, we should also gain steadfastness on those activities in which there is the goodness of this world and the hereafter and the elevation of Islam. Likewise, in those activities in which the fulfillment of our purpose of coming to the world, benefit of the religion and the country. Likewise, those activities in which there is a means of spreading the sunnah, a means of leading to good deeds, those activities which protect Muslims from sinning and a means of strengthening our faith, because steadfastness is the secret to real success. It is a means of freedom from fear and sadness, a pillar of faith, such a wealth because of which one is given honor in this world and success in the hereafter, and a means of entering paradise. So everything which brings about the pleasure of Allah, His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it benefits the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it strengthens the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it helps you, it helps other people, it stops people from committing sins, it motivates them to do good deeds. All of these things here, if you are having some difficulties, some problems, whilst you are doing any of these beautiful activities, then it is your duty to have steadfastness. Because remember, in English we say, no pain, no gain. You want to gain something, you want to strengthen the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to earn the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to rectify someone, you want to refrain someone from committing sins, from disobeying Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have to go through some difficulties, but that is the test and the true test. And if you have istiqamat, you have steadfastness, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will be successful in this test in the world, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will have its reward in the hereafter as well. Allah Almighty mentions in the 24th para, subhanallah, surah Hamim, as-sajda, verse number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, those who said, Allah Azza wa Jal is our Lord, then remained firm upon it. The angels descend upon them, saying that do not fear nor grieve and be happy for the paradise which you were promised. Subhanallah. If the angels are coming to you and telling you, don't have fear, don't have grief, don't worry about your family members, no, be happy, rejoice, that inshallah azza wa jal, you will be given the Jannah which you were promised by the Anbiya alayhim as-salam in this world. This is the reward of istiqamah. They remained firm upon it, they had that steadfastness. So the test will be there. When you're saying Allah is your Lord, He is only one, there is no partners, there is no children, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger, then there will be a test for you. And you as a mu'min, you need to pass those tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. For some encouragement on steadfastness, on having istiqamah, let's listen to some few beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith is present in Kanzul Ummal Sharif, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully stated, the era after yours will be the era of patience. Whoever remains steadfast on the religion, Islam, in that era will be given the reward equal to 50 martyrs amongst you. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, who has narrated, I requested in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something comprehensive about the religion so that I will never have to ask someone else about it again. What a beautiful question. Na? Ya Rasulullah, tell me something comprehensive about Islam that I won't have to ask anyone. Means something which will put the entire Islam. Give me something in few words which will summarize the entire Islam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An ocean of wisdom. I mean, that personality who distributes wisdom to other people. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Subhanallah, these few words, but look how comprehensive and how detailed these beautiful words are. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, I believe in Allah, and then remain steadfast on this. Yes, become a Muslim, believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you must remain steadfast. And how do you remain steadfast? Is you start following the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple. Allah Ta'ala ordered you to perform the salah, you establish salah. Allah Ta'ala ordered you to pay zakah, you pay your zakah. Allah Ta'ala ordered you to perform hajj, you go for hajj. Allah Ta'ala ordered you to fast in the month of Ramadan, you fast in the month of Ramadan. Treat your parents with kindness, treat relatives with kindness. Give sadaqah, give lillah. Do not backbite, do not lie, do not have jealousy, do not have bughz, kina, hatred, animosity, or grudge in your heart. Speak the truth, do good actions. All of these things here is some examples of steadfastness. Because you are believing in Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remaining steadfast, it means you must be firm on your statement. And how will you be firm on your statement? Is you must obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Following the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the teachings of Islam. That means that now you are a steadfast Muslim. You are firm on your saying that, yes, you believed in Allah and His beloved Rasul, and it doesn't mean it wasn't just lip service. When you said you believed in Allah and His Rasul, then practically you showed that, yes, you did really believe in them, and you did obey Allah and His noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the definition of steadfastness? We are speaking about this istiqamat, about the steadfastness, but what is the definition? Allama Sharif Jurjani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very beautifully he mentions, he says, carrying out good deeds whilst refraining from sins is called istiqamah, steadfastness. Carrying out good deeds whilst refraining from sins. Not only doing good deeds and not only refraining from sins. A person does lots of good deeds, at the same time he is sinning as well. He says, no, I have lots of istiqamah. That's not istiqamah. Or a person just, you know, refrains from sins, but there is no good deeds, he's not doing anything, then he says, I have istiqamah. No, do good deeds and save yourself from sins. When you do this together, that is called istiqamah, that is called steadfastness. Subhanallah. So, performing good deeds and then saving yourself from sins. And how does a person accomplish this here? Remember, there are two things. That you have to do good deeds and you have to refrain yourself from sins. So to do good deeds, you first have to have the knowledge about the good deeds. Na? Good deeds is your salah, your zakat, your roza, your hajj, your lillah, your sadaqah, your kindness towards parents, treating relatives with kindness, loving your brothers, your Islamic brothers, your Muslim brothers, loving one another, you know, teaching people about Islam. All of these are good deeds. So you have to have the knowledge first about those good deeds. Then you are going to do those good deeds. Na? If you don't know how to perform salah, then your salah is not a good deed. Because you are not performing it correctly. If you don't know how to give zakat, it's not a good deed because you didn't do it according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't know how to fast, then what are you doing? If you don't know how to pay zakat, you don't know how to perform hajj, you don't know anything, then how are you going to do those good deeds? So in order for you to do those good deeds, you first have to have the knowledge about those good deeds and then refraining from sins. In order for you to refrain from sins, you first have to have the knowledge about sins. You need to know what is backbiting. You need to know what is jealousy. You need to know what is animosity. You need to know what is hatred. You need to know what is grudge. You need to know which things bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to know which things bring about the wrath of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So istiqamah is doing good deeds and refraining from sins. And to accomplish this, you first have to have the knowledge of your good deeds and then do the good deeds. You have to have knowledge of the bad deeds and then refrain yourself and stop yourselves from committing those bad deeds, those evil deeds. And then inshallah, that will be labeled as al-istiqamah, as steadfastness. Adopt steadfastness and do not seek saintly miracles, because your nafs seeks saintly miracles, whereas your Lord wants you to be steadfast. That's why there is a beautiful saying, al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama, that steadfastness is greater than karamat, than a saintly miracle. You want to see the excellence of a person? Don't look for his miracles. Don't look for, you know, he's walking on water, he's flying in the sky. No, look at his istiqama. He is not missing his salah. He is not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment he is busy in the zikr of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is obeying his parents. He is living his life as a true Muslim. And he has steadfastness on that. So if he is not walking on water, he is not flying in the sky, his istiqamat is something excellent. His istiqamat is better than him flying in the sky or walking on the water. Because he is firm on his deen. He is firm on his teachings. He is firm on his practices of Islam. So al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama. Your Lord wants you to be steadfast. Allah Ta'ala wants you to be steadfast. So your mission, your aim in mind shouldn't be, you know, one day I want to also fly. I want to also walk on water. I want to also turn the sand into gold. I also want to bring the dead back to life. No, no. Yes, these are the shan of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your mission in life, your aim should be, I want to be steadfast on deen. Inshallah, once you be steadfast, then you will start going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, all these miracles will also come towards you. Yes, you can also perform these miracles. That's the shan of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first step is that istiqama. Look at the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. Look at Khaja Gharib Nawaz. Look at Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan. I mean, these personalities, read their lifestyle, read their seerah, read their biographies. You will see the amount of patience they had, the amount of steadfastness they had, the ibadat, the riyazat, the practices they did. They didn't just sit in one corner and, you know, they started becoming the greatest personalities and they started making people serve them and they enjoyed life. No, no, no. They worked hard, performed ibadat, kept rozas, performed nawafil, stood up entire nights, made the zikr of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had steadfastness on it. That's when they reached that blessed and high maqam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question comes to mind is, you know, what are the methods which we can put in our minds to adopt the steadfastness? What are the steps we need to follow? So alhamdulillah, ulama ikram did mention, you know, a few steps which a person need to follow in order for him to have the steadfastness. Number one, the first very, very important thing is, in order to gain steadfastness, it is necessary to have an honest intention, a strong and firm intention in the beginning. When the intention for steadfastness is firm, then inshallah azawajal, Allah azawajal will grant success to the person. The intention needs to be firm. As we mentioned, you know, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So if the intention is there, then inshallah you will see everything will start becoming easy for you. But to start off things, you first need to have a clear mindset and say, you know, this is my intention, my firm intention, that now inshallah I am going to be steadfast. The second thing which you need to do, Allah, 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 you need to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant me steadfastness upon the good deeds by your grace. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, grant me steadfastness in my salah. Grant me steadfastness in worshipping you. Grant me steadfastness in obeying you. Ya Allah, grant me steadfastness in obeying my parents. Grant me steadfastness in following the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because believe me, you can have your intention. You can try your level best. If the tawfiq is not given to you from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything is null and void. That's why your intention is there. Then you need to first make dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, you grant me the power. You grant me the ability. Only when you grant me the ability, then only will I be able to have the steadfastness in me. Otherwise, what am I? I'm a human being. I'm filled with mistakes. I'm filled with bad deeds, with wrong activities. I can't do anything. If I can do anything, Ya Allah, it is only with your fadl, your karam, your mercy, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So grant me this beautiful steadfastness. That's step number two. Number three, level by level, step by step, slowly, slowly, gradually, gradually. Remember, whenever you need to, you know, ascend a staircase or you need to go to a higher level, you always start on the first step. You don't skip everything and go right on top. You start slowly and then gradually you carry on, you carry on, you carry on until you reach the high level. And this is also one of the methods of adopting the steadfastness. Then do something, but do it gradually. Person wakes up today and he says, you know, I have lots of jazbah. From today I'm going to read 50 pages of the Holy Quran every day. First day he'll read it, second day he'll read it, third day he'll become week and say, no, 50 is too much, let me go 30, 30 will become 20, 20 will become 10, 10 will become 5, then he'll stop. Likewise, a person says, no, I'm going to make sure that every day I give, let's say, for example, 1,000 riyal as lillah. First day he'll do it, next day he'll do it, then he'll say, no, it's too much, then he'll come to 500, 500 will come 200, then slowly he'll leave it. No, start gradually. You want to recite Holy Quran, you have intention, then inshallah, start with half ruku. Half ruku, once the habit is there, then go to one ruku. Once the habit is there, go to two rukus. So you start slowly, inshallah, you will start increasing. But remember, this method and this step is only in those things which are permissible, those things which are mustahab for you to do. That if you do it, there is reward, and if you don't do it, then there isn't any sin. Not in the faraid and wajibat. In faraid and wajibat, you need to do everything. There is no gradually there. Right, so if somebody can't say, namaz, I'll start slowly. Today I'll read only Fajr. Then tomorrow, after 1 week, I'll read Fajr and Zohar. The third week, I'll read Fajr, Zohar, Asr. No. There you can't do that because namaz 5 times a day is fard. So today you want to repent it from your past sins, from all the qadha salahs. Then today you don't start gradually. Today you start with all 5 salah. What's your witr, what's your 5 salah, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Yeah, you can't go gradually. Likewise, you want to fast in a month of Ramadan. Don't say, this year I'll keep only 5 rozas. Next year I'll keep 10, then I'll keep 15. No. You keep the entire month roza. But mustahab actions, as I mentioned, those actions, if you do, then you get reward. And if you don't do, then you don't get any sin. Those actions you can do slowly, gradually. Like reciting the Holy Quran. Start slowly, inshallah. And inshallah, you will see that one para a day you can read as well. One manzil a day you will read. Inshallah. And so everything starts slowly and gradually, inshallah. Step by step, inshallah, you will see, you will start achieving your goal and you will start reaching your manzil. That is step number 3. Number 4, you must follow the life of the pious predecessors. This is a very effective way of adopting steadfastness. That keep the life of the pious predecessors in front of you. Read their seerah, read their lives. Look at the struggles they went through. Look at the difficulties they went through. Look at the hardships they faced. And then the istiqamah they had. And then compare it to your difficulties, your hardships. By Allah, you will find that your hardships are nothing. Your difficulties are nothing. Your so-called difficulties are nothing. As now we learn this beautiful narration, that this great woman of Islam, the difficulties she went through, but look at her steadfastness. Likewise, if you read about this Sahaba Ikram, the way they were tortured by the kuffar, the difficulties they went through, and then the steadfastness they had, subhanAllah, this will be a means of you adopting that steadfastness and having and instilling that steadfastness in your life as well. Number 5, one of the beautiful ways of adopting steadfastness is a person associates and links himself to a pious personality, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He joins and attaches himself with the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because by Allah, those people who are close to Allah, when you stay in their company, you will automatically have that jazbah and that love of steadfastness. You will also want to act upon the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nigahe wali mein wo taasir dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Allah ki jaane se Allah na mile, Allah wale hai jo Allah se mila dete hain. So it is these people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will inshallah change your heart, change your world, change your entire situation, and then keep you on the straight path. So these are some levels, some steps which you need to go through to adopt steadfastness. We learnt about the sacrifices of Sahaba Ikram, of the great people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very beautiful narration is mentioned in front of me that once the leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sight fell on the back of Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw that the entire back was covered with white scars from wounds. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, "O Khabbab, what are these scars on your back?" Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "What do you know about these scars? These are from the days when you would walk around with a naked sword looking to martyr the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By that time, the flame of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lit inside me and I had accepted Islam. Disbelievers made me lie down on burning coals of fire. So much fat melted off my back that it extinguished the burning coals and I remained unconscious for hours. But by Allah, as soon as I regained consciousness, the first words on my tongue were the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied whilst weeping, O Khabbab, lift your shirt so that I may see your back. How blessed and honorable this back of yours is, that it was burnt due to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the sacrifices the Sahaba ikram went through. So much fat melted that it extinguished the burning coal. This was sacrifice. And then the istiqamah, that when I gained consciousness, the first words on my tongue was, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully the Sahaba ikram, you know, explained and manifested the saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim. Say, I believe in Allah, then have steadfastness upon that. Subhanallah. Likewise, there are some beautiful narrations of other Sahaba ikram, like the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had such steadfastness upon reciting the Quran that he would recite the entire Quran in one rak'ah. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the leader of millions and millions of Ahnaf around the globe, had such steadfastness upon talking less that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, never even backbit his enemies. Sayyiduna Huzur Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had such steadfastness upon performing good deeds that he offered Fajr with the wudu of Isha for 40 years. Whenever his wudu became nullified, he would immediately perform wudu again and offer 2 rakat nafil salah. Sayyiduna Aswad rahmatullahi ta'ala would offer 1,000 rakah of nafil salah daily. If he could no longer stand, he would offer salah while sitting. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala would stay awake at night in sincere supplication and prayer. He would offer 300 rakah of nafil daily. He had performed 5 hajj, and out of which 3 of those hajj were done by traveling on foot. Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Aswad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would offer 700 rak'ah of nafil salah daily and would fast regularly despite other academic responsibilities, so much so that because of an abundance of fasting and prayers, his body became pale and then green. Sayyidina Bilal bin Sa'd bin Tamim Ash'ari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would offer 1,000 nafil daily. Sayyidina Sabit bin Aslam Bunani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not miss a single tahajjud prayer in 50 years. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would pray nafil all night, and then in the morning he would cry whilst making this dua, O Allah, if you give anyone of your slaves the permission to offer salah in the grave, then please give me that permission so that I can continue offering salah. Subhanallah. As well as offering nafil salah all night, he would complete the recitation of the entire Quran daily and would remain in the state of fasting most of the time. Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Muhammad Ansari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not lie in bed at night for 40 years. He would offer nafil salah all night, and his prostrations, his sajda, was so long that he had clear marks on his nose and forehead. These are just some, you know, beautiful ibadat and narrations I mentioned to you of these pious predecessors. They are likewise, there are millions and thousands and hundred thousands of pious personalities who performed the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who showed us, who demonstrated what is istiqamah, what is steadfastness. So these personalities, when we read their lifestyle, when we look into their lives, then we get some lessons that, you know, if they had this level of steadfastness despite being in such difficult circumstances, then what excuse do we have? And when a person has steadfastness, there is lots of blessings, and you will see that inshallah azawajal, one day you will reach your goal, one day you will reach your manzil in the world. Let's take a worldly example. You start something, you start a project, you start doing something, so you start slowly, and if there is no istiqamah, there is no steadfastness, you'll leave halfway or you'll finish halfway. People do that. Now, let's say they started a course, a 5-year course, for example. 1 year, 1.5 years, they get lazy and then they leave. If someone has steadfastness, he remains steadfast, he has the istiqamah, and he completes the course for 5 years, whatever it is, and then after those 5 years, he'll start reaping the fruits. So in the world, it works like that. Likewise, in Islam also demands that you need to have this istiqamah. Then only, inshallah, you will reach the high levels. Then only you will be on a straight path. Then only you will remain on a straight path. With these few words, we are coming to the conclusion of today's silsila. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always have istiqamah, to always remain steadfast on the teachings of Allah and His beloved and noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. And tomorrow, same time, same place, with a new topic, something new, something exciting, inshallah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's